Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami, last time they recovered an onside kick was the game week 17 of the 2017 season. That's how the Bills end up going to the playoffs. Sanders high up in the air, and Micah Hyde has it, and there he goes! Micah to the house!
Micah Hyde, great moment in Bills Dolphins. Are they wearing red that day?
They were wearing red that day.
All right.
They wore red that day. They wore red the day they in the snow ball game as well. And tonight's what? Blue on blue against the all whites for Miami.
Should we do the uniform thing now that we're talking uniforms?
Sure.
Bring up the quad box. Joe Kelly is going to get on camera here and take a look at this jersey. He's got the rivalry jersey on. The one the Bills will not wear tonight. They will not wear against the Saints. They'll wear against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
So maybe you haven't seen this. You likely have, right? The Bills introduced this. And
probably.
Eight around the league. Maybe you haven't seen it close up. It's the thing about uniforms and all that. So, Joe, get real close to that camera. Show everybody the buffalo on the side.
Yeah,
because
that's what we're looking for
The key is the buffalo that's on the side of it. You know, it's sparkly, ice-crusted buffalo.
Yeah.
That thing shines and shimmers.
It looks like real diamond.
Yeah.
On the stream.
So there's two versions of this jersey that you can buy. There's that one. And as you see, if you're watching this on the stream, you see Joe's shoulders are covered in what looks like snow falling on a buffalo's fur. So the shoulder pads are gray and like covered in a snow.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are white. Which, by the way, I feel like you should not be allowed to say the uniforms are clean. Because by definition, they're not.
They're dirty.
They're covered.
Yeah.
They're not brushed off. Anyway.
Also, it's dirty snow.
Yeah, it's like after they salt the roads.
That's March on the side of the road snow
That's damp snow on brown fur.
It's not on brown fur. It's on white.
That's what they said, is that it's supposed to look like snow falling on a buffalo's fur.
Snow's not that color.
Sure it is.
It's like gray like that. Again, like it's exhausted, like snow that's been sitting near car exhaust. I like it. That's the only thing you could do, right? Because if you made it white, you just wouldn't see it.
Right.
So,
well, anyway, they're wearing that against the Patriots. I don't know if we're going to go all the way to launching a campaign about this, but I did go so far as to tweet at Pete Gwelly.
You did.
I've taken the next step.
You really want that Dawkins jersey.
Listen.
The good one.
Just for a moment. Bills Dolphins tonight. Give us a call on your favorite Bills Dolphins memories. Chime in. Expectations, game, yada, yada. I went to the NFL Shop website to try and take a look. Do they have the Deion Dawkins jersey for the Bills in the higher version?
Mm-hmm.
It's $50 more. What are you paying for at $50? That shiny buffalo on the arm. The other one looks a lot like the jersey. It's a perfectly good stand-in, except the buffalo on the arm is not shiny.
Mm-hmm.
How thick is that, Joe? Is that like hard, good plastic? Does it feel like it's got some durability?
It's pretty durable. Yeah. I worry about like machine washing a little bit, not too bad.
I wouldn't machine wash it out. Would it float?
Would it float? Yeah. The fabric might bring it down.
Yeah, I just want to ask that, you know. So I'm at the NFL shop. I can get Allen, Cook, Coleman, Kincaid, Knox.
Two tight ends.
I think I saw Milano.
That's some 12 personnel right there.
And then I can get Jim Kelly authentic all the way up to the top end.
Yeah.
Due respect to Jim Kelly, franchise icon.
Jersey foul.
Deion Dawkins is the snowman. Call Nike. Hey, guys, You missed one. You missed the
The
most important one. We don't need two tight ends. Give me a give me a Jackson Hawes jersey.
Right.
Get three of them on there. There's no option for the upgraded Dawkins version. And, you know, somebody make a call. What are we doing? We're going to wear these jerseys for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's not a one-off.
And having the Kelly one available, I get it. Like, he's Kelly. But he didn't wear that jersey. And do they do that with all their jerseys? Will they sell, like, can you buy right now without customizing? Because customizing, you can just do whatever you want. The home. Can I walk into the Bills store right now and there is the home jersey they wear now, but with Jim Kelly?
Probably.
Because that's a jersey fall. That's the Navy Gilbert Perreault Sabres jersey that I see walking around the arena once in a while.
Yeah. So there's Nike Game and Nike Limited. And I think I want Limited. So if I click Limited and I get, that's the Kincaid, Alan Coleman, Shakir Milano, Cook, Knox, Kelly. It's also is it also Christian Benford erasure? Why is Christian Benford not a top 100 player? You can't get his jersey, Nike. He's on a contract extension. TB, Rousseau, these guys are extended.
But Dawkins should be like, shouldn't Dawkins be their second most popular jersey?
Of this iteration?
He's been here.
Forever.
He's been here since McDermott. He's been here longer than Brandon Bean has been here. There's a way of putting it.
He was drafted before Bean.
He was the second round pick the year Trey White is drafted first. So, listen. He's been here forever. He's been great forever. He's going to be a Bills Wall of Famer if there is one. He might even have a look at the Hall of Fame if he keeps rolling like this for a long time still. So that guy, I know he's an offensive lineman and players and people don't like buying lineman jerseys, but that's part of it also is skill position jerseys sell, but all your skill position guys are kind of all the same, right?
Yep.
So it's like so spread around. Who do you pick? I guess you pick Coleman because he was drafted high.
Yeah, maybe offensive jerseys sell a lot more than defensive jerseys.
The number zero, maybe you're thinking that also sells because people would like a jersey with the number zero.
And in our conversations with Pete Gwelly back at training camp, this is very much a league thing, the rivalries jersey. So I don't think this is a Bills oversight. And somebody call Nike. Give me Dawkins.
Yeah.
They did something similar when they released the red jerseys, too. It was only LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins you could buy, like, for real.
Okay.
Watkins would have been on the team for, like, another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
He had a really good preseason game, then they traded him.
803-0550. Wanted to get one clip here from around the league. And, Bills, Dolphins, the Bills are going to be center stage tonight trying to beat the Dolphins, and we'll see if they do. I saw a clip from Mina Kimes and Bill Simmons, and it just struck me as here's the cyclical nature of the NFL and how, what's the line from The Dark Knight? You something long enough to be the villain sooner or later. The whole idea of like.
Yeah, either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Bingo. Thank you. Either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That kind of arc, behold. As now, we've come all the way to Patrick Mahomes doesn't have help.
Why can't we admit that Josh and Lamar are the two best regular season quarterbacks that we have? Why are we still holding on to this Mahomes thing when it's three long balls over people's heads and they're scoring 21 points a game now for this will be year three?
I think with Mahomes, it feels like trying to catch a falling knife where nobody wants to just completely miss it, right? The timing of it. And also, it is so obvious that his circumstances are so much worse. I know, Bill, it's Tyquan Thornton is their number one deep threat.
Have two guys we waived.
Yeah, so there's your answer. It's Tyquan Thornton. I mean, those guys both have dominant rushing attacks and really good offensive lines. And they don't have world beaters, but they have good pass-catching options.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes is, where would you rank his situation right now as a quarterback around the NFL? Everything. Run game, offensive line, skill players. It was bad last year and he went to the Super Bowl.
I know.
That's why nobody wants to call it on Mahomes. Because last year we were calling it and he went to the end.
I just think there's two different conversations.
So I loved finding this clip. I love Mina and, Bill Simmons there. Good conversation. And I don't think anything about it is wrong. It's just kind of wild because there's a couple things in this conversation about like Mahomes doesn't have help. Mm-hmm. Worthy and Rice both hurt. Big deal. Travis Kelce basically giving away a touchdown in that game. Big deal.
Hollywood Brown's been in and out.
Right. They have tried to help him. They just haven't really done it well. And Rice has been, honestly, Rice and Worthy both there, they might be just fine. We'll see. This offense has to get its way through. But Andy Reid is his coach.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that he's in a horrible situation while Andy Reid is the coach, did you ever think you'd live long enough to see it?
No, and I can't buy it because he's the coach. I can believe it's not like the best situation in the league or maybe not one of the 10 best situations in the league, but I don't think you can say it's horrible whenever that person is calling plays. He's still the best in the league at it, isn't he?
Calling plays?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, the one thing...
Did he just lose that in a couple of weeks?
Maybe. The one thing that is very telling about how rough their situation is right now is how much he's having to run. He's on pace for 1,100 rushing yards.
Scrambling.
He's their leading rusher by like 100. Like, he is having...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To run, and that is because no one's getting open. Mm-hmm. And that's part of that's the scheme, but more of it is the players that are trying to get open within that scheme, and also it is that Kelce, you see it. Like, saying the drop. Like, you see the speed is so gone.
Yeah, the fluidity, a lot of it is not really there the same way.
Like, he's not the same player at all. It's finally happened where that giant decline has happened for
him. The question I would have is, Andy Reid, who has won now 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, has been to 2 more with the Chiefs, has been to a Super Bowl with the Eagles too, right?
He went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles and 3 NFC Championship
games.
He
has always been criticized or guilty of not running the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Chiefs manage to get through somehow, some way, again, this year, I hope you're ready for me to say it. Give up running the ball. The Chiefs win all the time and never run it well, ever. If they can find a way, which I actually don't think they will this year, but if they find a way to get through the Ravens and the Bills again without a run game, shouldn't people that want running the ball well, shouldn't you lose your mind?
But it's not
because Chiefs have never been good at it.
But it's not because they're better on offense, right?
Oh, I understand, but my point is, like,
If they're winning those games 20-16.
Fine. This thing is so important. This guy would have been to 8 Super Bowls and never cared about it. Mm. Never been good at it. It's weird. I'm actually not campaigning for the elimination of running the football. It's just weird that they never are good at it.
No, and they don't really try that hard to be good at it either. Like, they don't pour investment, draft picks, and, you know.
Do you remember last year? I think the stat was they're the only team in the NFL that hadn't had a rush over like 14 yards.
Yeah, was them.
Not a single. They're never good at it. And that's supposed to be a recipe for losing.
But their offense isn't good.
That's also
their
true.
Their offense hasn't been good for 2 years. Like, isn't it that their defense that has been the reason for that? Like,
they always find a way. It's obnoxious. It's annoying.
Well, they're not finding a way right now.
No, they're not. Could they lose this week to the Giants? It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, if they lost to the Giants to go to 0-3, and then 0-3 going to play Baltimore? Man, I want the Giants to win that game so bad. I don't have any expectation they will, but it would be mind-blowing. ripples across the league because everyone would know you got to play the Ravens next. And now you're staring 0-4 right in the face. And now we're not just talking about not winning the division. You know, we're talking about you missing the playoffs.
You can see the future. The Chiefs are going to go 10-7, be the 7 seed, go to LA and beat the Chargers in the first round of the playoffs. That's the most annoying scenario. And that we used to play this game. What will happen with Brady? Now it's the Chiefs. What's the most annoying thing that could happen? That's what will happen. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs will get in as the 7 and beat the Chargers in the first round. And all that the Chargers did, you're the Chargers.
It's not, by the way, all his situation. He is missing balls down the field and has been for a while now.
Yep. That's true.
So
he had Worthy a million times behind the defense.
Thornton on Sunday. Like he's partially to blame for it. Partially. I mean, he is keeping them in some of these games with his running. He actually is really impressing as a runner. Like, he ran a dude over to get a first down last week. Like, he was – no, like, really ran him over.
No, I know. He cheated to do that, though.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
A different one?
This is a different one.
Okay.
That one was dumb because the corner let up because he was about to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
No, this one was like he really needed to run the guy over, and he did.
That is one thing about Mahomes that for the last 2 years, as their offense dried up, he had stopped being good at evading sacks. And right now, it looks like he's back at being good at it.
He's avoiding it, yeah.
So that's the Josh Allen Mahomes superpower. The two of them are the best at it.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out a chart this morning that kind of showed number 1 and 2 right now in EPA added, not taking sacks and scrambling. It's Mahomes 1, Allen 2.
Well, the scrambling too hasn't just replaced like, well, my receivers aren't getting open, so I have to scramble. I think what they're replacing is the Kelce plays.
Right.
The 3rd and 5 plays that he was always throwing to Travis Kelce, now that play's not there for him as often, so he's got to run. That's what it's replacing. And is he going to be able to hold up doing that all season? This guy gets an ankle injury a year. Like, what happens when he twists his ankle and can't run the same way? Like, he does this in the playoffs, but never this early in a regular season. So if I were them, I guess I'd be worried that he's running this much this early, but you'd also be planning on, well, if I get Worthy and Rice back. But what guarantee do you have that those guys are going to be healthy? Worthy is really small, and if he starts taking hits and injuries throughout his career, like that doesn't have to stay on the field. And Rice is coming off a torn ACL. So that's your plan, though. You're just hoping those two can stay on the field when they come back.
803-0550. The ESPN wrestling partnership is a lot of wrestling on SportsCenter and Get Up in these shows.
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah, they're in now.
I've got time for the WWE. I'm not upset about it, but it is kind of funny. Here I've got Mike Greenberg interviewing Cody Rhodes.
That's on Get Up.
It's a little weird. It's a lot weird.
I guess it's becoming normal. It's almost normalized for me now.
It's just weird
because they've been talking wrestling. When they get the rights, like a year ago.
I just feel like if you're going to do the wrestling interview with the wrestler, I need the wrestling interviewer, not Mike Greenberg. Right? Can we suspend and go, let's go to our wrestling correspondent, and then you have that person.
Because is Greenberg asking him, like, really? What would he be asking him?
How do you feel about the upcoming matchup?
Right.
You're like, all right.
What's your mentality going into, I don't know. Right, you want a guy that could play the role a little bit with him? You want McAfee, I guess, then.
You know what? Yes.
This is where you want McAfee.
Luke in Silver Creek. Hey, Luke.
Hey, boys. Happy game day.
Morning. Happy game day.
So I think my take here, my bold prediction, is going to be that the Dolphins are so bad, so horrible of a broken-down franchise, that the Bills are probably up by about 30-something by half, and Mitch Trubisky ends up with more passing yards than Josh Allen.
All right.
Then Allen. Okay. He had more than Fields last week. I mean, that's the dream is he's playing in the fourth quarter, right?
Trubisky?
Yeah.
Jackson Hawes, final touchdown. Who wants on it?
They can't play Jackson Hawes before. They need Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes, final touchdown.
What was the odds on it again? Plus 10,000 or something?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Let's have it.
He's caught all of his targets so far.
I've decided first touchdown, done with that bet. Last touchdown, stay invested. All right, putting together our fantastic four-way parlay with a new competitor.
I think they're it looks like through a couple of games, they are just going to give the ball to James Cook when they get around the 1 or the 2 yard line. Which, by the way, I still think there might be some regression, but he's
softening
three,
on the
3 and 2 games. I mean, it's less for me about the breakaway runs because he'll get a few of those, but you're not getting 10 of those on a season. You got to get the goal line carries, and they're giving him the goal line carries.
Yeah, you don't get that many breakaway runs. He leads the league in the last 3 years in those runs, right, and he has like five. Yeah. Right. So he might get one or two more.
But he's getting, and that was an impressive run to get it in the end zone at the one. Like, he's giving them every reason to keep putting him out there at the two. Like, Ray Davis, by body type, you would think is your power back, but there's no reason to put Ray Davis out there for James Cook if it's first and goal at the two. Right now.
I wonder, Ray Davis' final touchdown is not a bad bet either, because
he'll be on the field.
He might be on the field. And Davis has not. Last year, Ray Davis had 113 carries on the season. He's on pace for well under that. He has 10 carries this year.
Well, they haven't gone as well as Cooks have.
Right.
By a lot.
2.6 yards per carry.
Yeah. So, unless he starts making something happen, you know, like, Cook becomes more and more of a bell cow?
I don't know what they'll do. They'll probably use some load management along the way here with Cook. We'll get more of your calls, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We've got a new stat at Next Gen Stats called Remarkable Runs. Okay. Remarkable Rushes.
What are we
ready?
Doing? Remarkable Rushes.
The new Next Gen Stats expected rushing yards model brings new insights. Built using machine learning, expected rush yards, tracks data, blah, 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 rush yards over expected. Remarkable rushes, and it'll tell you which ones. Like, here you go, James Cook, week 2, 44 yards. Expected yards, 3. Yards over expected, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, ETN in Jacksonville had a run with 5 expected rushing yards, and he went 71. So it's basically, this is just who had the longest rush over expected.
Uh-huh.
Who's on this list the most is what I would ask.
Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is at number. Yeah. He's number 4.
Yeah.
He's number 10. There are they all against the Bills. He's number 18. Yeah. All right. We'll get a break in. Our fantastic 4-way parlay. Give us a call. Chime in. Bills game day here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.